country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
And here we are. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. James Kelso, your host here. On from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. This being March 26, 2024, Tuesday. Thank you for joining us. And we will... You can call in at any time during the show at, in the Round Rock area, 512, area code 512, Round Rock, Texas, 248-8252. I'm way up here, due north, quite a ways, north of Round Rock in North Dakota, and happy to have you with us here on another excellent night of the Trump train. Hang on just a second. I got to do this. You'll hear me walking away from the microphone. I don't know. This is kind of impulsive of me, but I got to do it. Okay. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I just had to take that off my son's HO train layout. This is the Trump train. I'll try to not point that right at the microphone. The Trump train is chugging along, barreling along. And we'll talk about it tonight, and you're welcome to comment. Let me start out with another little bit of humor here. By the way, somebody commented very astutely. Donald Trump is an incredible humorist, an incredible, he's a Mark Twain. He's funny as hell. Here he is. This is something he put up today for us. Let me bring it up for you here. Some of it's visual, so it won't all work, but I'm going to get it for you here. I think I'm in the Donald Trump channel here at truthsocial.com. And, you know, I didn't check the stock market today. I didn't check how the opening of DJT went over. How did it go? I don't know. I'll get this for you. Again, we have a surfeit of riches, and so there's so much going on the Trump website. He gives a comment on the firing of Ronna Romney McDaniel from NBC. And she was, at Donald Trump's behest, she was given the heave-ho as the chairman of the Republican National Committee, because she might as well have been a Democrat. She might as well have been her uncle, Mitt Romney, the way she was destroying the Republican Party. So anyway, she got hired by NBC. And then she lasted, well, listen to this. Here's the president today, an hour ago. Wow, Ronna McDaniel got fired by fake news NBC. She only lasted 2 days. That's right. And this after McDaniel went out of her way to say what they wanted to hear. It leaves her in a very strange place. It's called Never Never Land, and it's not a place you want to be. These radical left lunatics are crazy, and the top people at NBC are weak. Okay. So she got fired by after 2 days. All right. Now he's got some other good stuff here. Here's one. Here's a post 10 hours ago in all caps. Kind of simple, straightforward. I love on this day that Truth Social opened on stock market with the ticker tape DJT. I love Truth Social. I love the truth. Now, here's one. Here's a video clip that the president puts up with the soundtrack. This is what I was looking for. So he's going in or out of this Engoron New York trial clown car event. And he's there in his blue suit and his red tie. And a reporter yells at him. He turns back to answer the reporter. So, and you'll hear a soundtrack here. Somebody, I think it's Snoop Dogg that you hear in the soundtrack. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, that'll be Snoop Dogg. Now, remember, this becomes more interesting in that Snoop Dogg, the choice of the soundtrack for this clip, Snoop Dogg has heartily endorsed Donald Trump for president. Yep. Yep, it's really happening. So here it is. Okay, now I'll play it for you one more time. The reporter's yelling, "What are you putting up for collateral?" This is on this $500 million stupid bond requirement from Letitia Peekaboo James and Judge What Could Go Wrong, Engoron. And so fortunately, the New York Appellate Court chopped down that $500 million to $175, chopped it to a third, and gave Letitia a real spanking on the butt. And Donald Trump, he comes back saying, "Hey, I'm good with that. I'll post my bond, $175 million. And then the reporter says, "Well, what's your collateral?" He says, he turns around. And in the video here, whoever did this video puts some cool guy shades on the president and put some gangster rap up, which I think is Snoop Dogg. And he answers, "What's my collateral?" Just like any big hoodlum cash. Here it is. "What's your collateral for the bond?" He heard it, and then he turns around to answer it with an incredible, you know, one-word answer. Snoop Dogg! Snoop Dogg! Oh, I tell you, it's beautiful. I wish I had that headline up where I could reach to you. Snoop Dogg said wonderful things about Donald Trump. And that's just happening. That's, you know, apparently black guys are the first ones in the African-American community. It's black guys who are the first to come around to this point of view that, hey, life was better with Donald Trump in the White House, and it's been hell with Joe Biden in there. And but the entire it's a community-wide realization that Donald Trump serves their interests better than any demon rat. All right, you got Snoop Dogg. When Snoop Dogg endorses you, you're doing great. All right, so let's get another post from the president here. He's got one, a whole bunch of the statistics things, Donald Trump crushing Biden in Florida, 46 to 39, in Pennsylvania, 44 to 41. in North Carolina, 43-39. These are all big banners put up by the president. In Georgia, 44-41. In Arizona, 44-41. He's crushing them. How about this? Well, that's pretty good run there. Then he puts up another great graphic with a sick look of this demented Joe Biden staring at you like, out of vacant eyes, with the inverted lips. Just a wreck of a person. President puts up, since Biden took office, overall prices up 18.6, food prices 21.2, rent 20, electricity 28.4. This is Bidenomics. Very good. And I got to play this one again here. He puts it up a couple times because he must like it so much. What's your collateral for the bond?
What's your collateral for the bond? Cash.
Snoop Dogg!
Snoop Dogg! And you can be sure Snoop Dogg has seen this this clip. All right, let's just go down here a little bit further here. Going past a bunch of really good posts. And there you go. Here's what's, okay, here's P. Diddy. P. Diddy. I guess this is another gangsta rapper. And I haven't heard this clip. This is Greg Kelly, who does a great job on Newsmax. Here's Greg Kelly interviewing P. Diddy.
Donald Trump, it's funny. They threw him in jail. He's actually not in a bad place. It's turning around in a very big, spectacular way. And every step of the way, the fake news are revealed for who they are. Here Donald Trump is speaking. It's a big, big, monumental news day. The fine was cut in half, more than in half, other developments. Watch what CNN does during a live Trump press conference.
Many people coming in from prisons and mental institutions, think of it, and terrorists are coming into our country. And this guy's just letting them come in by the millions. I think we have 15 million people already.
We're going to continue monitoring the remarks.
They just cut right in. In other words, they just he said the forbidden things. They're sending us their rapists. That was his opening line when he came down the escalator in the golden escalator in Trump Tower back in 2015. That was his opening line. They're not sending us their best. They're sending us their rapists. Well, it's still only now on steroids, same thing, and they're cutting him off. They cannot let him speak. But you see, let's see. I should have researched this for you before the show. I apologize. What was I thinking? I don't know whether it did, in fact, debut on the stock exchange. I don't see anything. I don't see anything. DJT stock price. Are they trying to bury the story? Yes. Are they trying to bury the story? Let me look. I'm not seeing anything. Okay, here's one 11 hours ago. DJT stock skyrockets on NASDAQ. Ooh, okay. I had to look down a ways to find it. They're kind of tucking it away where you don't see it. DJT had a good first day. Oh, why wasn't I in there with all of my bucks? All of my big money. Trump's Truth Social Media stock price saw a rapid rise. This was a no-brainer, folks, if you wanted to make money on a stock here. Buoyed by legions of avid supporters, that's us, Donald Trump made a bubbly debut on the NASDAQ stock exchange Tuesday. Shares of Trump media and technology groups soared like helium from the opening bell and maintained most of those gains until late in the trading day, when a sell-off brought Trump's namesake social media company closer to earth with a closing market value of nearly, okay, nearly, here we go, folks, $8 billion. Woo! Is that good news? And this is a performance on a par with ride-hailing company Lyft and online marketplace Etsy. Similar performances, spectacular takeoffs. It was also an epic trading day for Trump, the presumptive GOP presidential nominee and Trump Media's largest shareholder. Shares rose as high as $79.38 before flagging at the end of trade to close at $57.99. Okay. Okay, so Donald Trump's 60% stake in Truth Social's parent company, which now trades under the ticker DJT, is worth about $4.5 billion on paper. Okay, there you go. We were speculating $3.5 billion last night, $4.5 billion. And if the stock price stays above $17.50 per share for an extended period, tens of millions of additional shares would be issued, most of them to Trump. Wow. Wow. Okay. Let's see here. I'm reading through the article. It owes its success to Trump. Who is one of Truth Social's most prolific users, and has among the most followers on the platform with nearly 6.8 million. Trump has 34 million followers on Facebook, 24 million on Instagram, and more than 87 million on X. Okay, so they're trying to play this down. The politically correct usual suspects are trying to play this down. One guy says this: it's hard to come up with any reasonable metrics that would get you to this valuation. No, it's not, buddy. this is a finance professor at George Mason University told USA Today. So they're trying to sweep it under the rug. Nothing here, folks. Nothing really happened. Let's see if they have any more juicy details. Trading, this is another thing that's important. If you've ever traded stocks, it's not just the price, it's the volume makes a big difference. Trading was, you want heavy volume. Trading was exceptionally heavy. The number of shares available to trade, called the public float, is about 28 million. Okay. See, now you and I, ladies and gentlemen, we should have picked up a couple million of that 28 million with all the money we have. But okay, so the float was 28 million, the public float. But more than 52 million shares traded Tuesday. So this stuff is burning up the exchange. In fact, trading was so intense that NASDAQ temporarily halted it following the opening bell. You know, I should have said that. The show last night, I was thinking of saying, you know what, they're probably going to have to halt trading. And I just didn't say it. I should have. They did. They had to halt trading shortly following the opening bell. There's another gem here. Come back for it right after this break.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pastures meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats. And even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Why don't we liberate these United States? Need it the worst. Yes, we do. Well, here's another little gem here on this. Oh, let me look at my message board here over on public broadcasting. And there we are, in case you call in. I'll see you there on the message board. Get this. I'm loving it. This is great news today, and you can be sure Donald Trump's loving it. These so-called stock experts who are in the can for the left, they're trying to downplay this huge rise in the stock, and they're trying to say it's a fluke, it's a flash in the pan, it'll go away, it's not real. It's not based on any real value. Okay, boys. Okay, get this. The trading was more than 52 million shares today. The public float is only 28 million shares. In other words, the trading was 200%. In other words, on average, every share traded twice. People bought it and then bought it again. Typically, I'm reading this from reading USA Today, where they're bagging on Trump. They're trying to, isn't working. Typically, trading in most stocks is less than 1% a day. Not 200%, 1% a day. Why didn't I wake up early this morning and buy some stock? And Now it says, here's the this stock expert, this left-wing clown expert. He says, clearly, a lot of the buyers and holders are people who are buying it for ideological reasons and plan on holding it for a while. And then he says, but after the stock price went up, he's using a comparison to GameStop, where gamers invested in GameStop. They then sold and the stock price collapsed. So he's hoping, he's got all his fingers crossed. He's hoping the Trump stock will collapse. Sorry, buddy, ain't going to happen. Then here, this is good reporting here at USA Today. I mean, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. This is, they're reporting an event. A stock takes off like a rocket ship. So then what does the reporter say? Nobody knows when the Trump media bubble will burst. Oh, that's the expert who said that. But they're reporting it, see? It's the same thing. Nobody knows when the Trump media will burst. Well, yeah, like, how about never, jackass? When is your head going to burst? Then he says, just because you are a Trump... Oh, well, I got to read it in the right tone. Just because you are a Trump supporter doesn't mean you will hold it forever, he said. In the short run, anything can happen, he said. But in the long run, I am highly confident that there is going to be a huge percentage decline. Oh, really, jackass? I'm highly confident. Right. He just sees a stock soar on the most incredibly strong fundamental reasons. Fire that guy as your stock advisor. Now, those Trump media shares have handed Trump a crucial lifeline in posting bond as he appeals the civil fraud judgment against him. A New York appeals court gave Trump 10 more days. They were requiring that he post it on Monday, Engoron. What could go wrong with Engoron? So the appeals court gave him 10 more days to post bond and slashed the amount from $454 million to $175 million. And then he's also got another court, another Democrat persecution, $83 million judgment against him for defaming the wonderful hottie E. Jean Carroll, the sex columnist. Donald Trump defamed her. She didn't defame Donald Trump. No, he defamed her, even though she's making up the whole damn thing. I was raped by Donald Trump. That's not defamation. She wasn't raped by Donald Trump. Nothing happened in the Bergdorf Goodman ladies' dressing room. Donald Trump doesn't hang out in the ladies' dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman. That's so obvious. But she gets a defamation, and she's a loser. She's a nobody who lives in a cabin, who has nothing, doesn't have a two nickels to rub together. Now she's going on The View, gloating about how she's going to spend the money with all her girlfriends on The View. $83 million. USA Today's adds sagely, Trump's gains are all on paper for the time being. All gains are on paper, you jackasses. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
The truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
There's something happening here.
What it is ain't exactly clear. Yeah, there's a man over there telling me I got to beware. Well, you know what? There's a man over there telling us all that the reason the stock, here it is over at USA Today, one study by Princeton University psychologists found that stocks with tickers that are easier to pronounce tend to perform better in the first few days of trading. So they're saying because DJT is an easy to pronounce and memorable moniker, that's why it went up. Not because Donald Trump is a phenomenon. Not because MAGA is a phenomenon. Not because scores of millions of people love this man and fervently support our cause. No, no. It's because DJT is easy to pronounce. How vacuous can thinking get? I wish I'd bought some, bought a share. And, they closed the article. Truth Social was founded after Trump was booted from major social media platforms following the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. Remember that? Remember the attack on the Capitol? The attack led by thousands of well-armed MAGA maniacs. Wait a minute. Oh, none of them were armed. Oh, not a single firearm was found or confiscated. Gee, they forgot to. They forgot. Oh, they left them at home. silly people. And by coincidence, all 1 million of them all left their arsenals at home to attend their revolution, their insurrection. Oh, man, I'll tell you, this is getting funny. All right, now let's go back here to Truth Social, see what's going on here. Let's see who we can throw up here. All right, I'm posting this. This is Donald Trump putting this up. Now he's really liking Jesse Waters, who's got a book that's on the bookshelves right now. I've been walking by it lately at bookstores, and his title is "Get It Together." by Jesse Waters. I've bought so many books lately. Can I afford to buy this many books? So I may just kind of cheat a little bit and read it on the bookshelf and then buy it if it's really good. Let's listen to Jesse. The president put this up today.
New Year's Eve, 1999. The country was counting down until midnight, getting ready to pop the champagne. But somewhere in the back of our heads, we thought the whole world would go haywire. Airlines, banks, Wall Street, the military, all are working feverishly to avoid problems with a computer glitch known as Y2K.
They can test and they can test and they can test, but not until the actual event do they really know. It's like setting up a space shuttle. They got everything down. They think everything's all set. Last minute, boom.
Nothing happened. And now it seems silly. But this morning, every reporter tightened their Windsor knots, steamed their pantsuits, and started the Trump bankruptcy countdown.
Bank accounts frozen, property seized. By the end of today, this could be a reality
CNN.
For Donald Trump.
His assets, including some of these prized properties on the screen right there, could be seized if he can't make a nearly $500 million bond payment by the end of the day.
One more for you. Donald Trump could be forced to declare bankruptcy if he's unable to post his more than $450 million bond.
Just like Y2K, the countdown ended with nothing. Trump's buildings weren't seized. He wasn't bankrupted. He actually made $4 billion today. More on that later. An appeals court said Trump doesn't have to put up $500 million cash bond. Sorry, Judge Nudy and Letitia. The court slashed the number to $175 million.
It's a sad day in our country in many respects, but the good day is that the appellate division was fair. It's a lot of money still, but the judge is corrupt, in my opinion. Greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and we will abide by that. We'll put up cash or bond very quickly.
This is what it'll look like.
What's your bond?
Cash.
That was Jesse Waters' take on that. And that was beautiful. That is beautiful. So things are going your way, patriots out there. And your champion is leading the charge, and he's braving the slings and arrows of foul communism and beating the hell out of them. Okay, what's another one that Sean Hannity puts Sean Hannity up? Sean Hannity's, starting to smell the coffee. Laura Ingraham starting to smell the coffee. They better start smelling the coffee, or they're going to be just like Ronna Romney McDaniel. They're going to be out looking for a job. Nobody's going to want it. Even MSNBC won't want them. So here's Laura. Here's what she had to say. And this, I'm putting this up not because Laura Ingraham said it. I'm putting it up because Donald Trump put it up. He wanted me to click on this link. Click on this button and play it for you.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Laura Ingraham. This is the Ingraham Angle from Washington Tonight. Always one step ahead. That's the focus of tonight's angle.
This is the Roadrunner.
Try and hope as they might, the legal forces in New York, Georgia, and D.C. are finding it harder and harder to accomplish their mission, which is to put Trump behind bars and or bankrupt him before the election. Now, today, the New York appellate court slashed the obscene amount Judge Engoron ordered Trump to post to appeal the case from $454 million to $175 million. Now, the left's longtime fantasy was to see New York AG Letitia James personally slap padlocks on the front doors of Trump's prize real estate.
Now, Laura's got a banner up on her screen next to her. It says, picture this truly ugly woman, Letitia James, with a very distressed expression on her face. And the banner says, "Tish, go fish."
Now, there was a palpable disappointment. I could hear it on the other cable nets.
Kristen, it's your understanding that Trump will be able to get this lower amount of cash together. But it is worth reminding everyone that up until the 11th hour today when this ruling came down, they were struggling to find a way to pay that original bond amount.
Here we go again. He continues to defy gravity and catches another lucky break.
The notion that I would walk in there and have my...
Now, you all, if you're lucky and you aren't ever watching these jerks on the lamestream media, but most of us will recognize all these faces and the sound of their voices. This one's MSNBC.
What I owed knocked down to a third of the judgment is ludicrous. I wouldn't even ask you if that would happen for me. Of course not. And the notion that he's got 11 more days is ludicrous. And I guess my question...
Oh, it's ludicrous. It's just ludicrous. He got 11 more days. And the only $175 million is ludicrous.
The question is... Is there a breaking point, or is this just what Trump will benefit from? Everybody always bending the rules and treating him differently?
Oh, everybody always, including you, baby, bending the rules and treating him differently? Yeah, they're bending the rules and they're treating him differently, but you got that one back asswards, sweetie.
That's hilarious. Well, CNN was so excited about today, they invested in a few lawn chairs for their guests outside the Lower Manhattan courthouse. They thought it was going to be a different outcome. And Natch, the Trump real estate graphics, were still a favorite go-to.
175 is a lot more doable than more than $500 million with interest piling up daily.
And he probably does have this 175. This is a big break for him. It could have been much, much worse, more than $500 million. It could have been resulted in him having to sell assets.
True, but the leading legal mind in the House of Representatives insists the ends justify the means.
I actually think that there is risk in not seizing these assets and the open window that exists in him trying to secure these funds through other means. We've seen a lot of interesting transactions happening with Truth Social and other means, and there's a very real risk of political corruption.
Has she figured out that RICO thing yet? All right. Aha, the Trump exception to due process and basic fairness. Now, these people would attend candlelight vigils to protect the due process rights of illegals before deportation, but they're outraged that the system gives Trump any rights at all.
He's been around and survived all of these incredible, weighty legal and political issues, and he's still here.
Their heads are exploding. It's wonderful. So this is a beautiful day. Now, today, Donald Trump jumped back into the Fortune 500 richest billionaires in the world. Forbes estimating him at over $6 billion. And this is fabulous. This is wonderful. And this really gives him a strong, one way you can cancel somebody is financially. Take away their job, take away their, sue them, take away their house. Of course, they want to do all of these things to Donald Trump. It's failing. So Donald Trump is going to go into the election strong, financially strong. And he would go in, even if they did take away everything he has, he'd still go in there. He'd still fight like hell. He'd still win. And of course, they'd still cheat. But this is wonderful. They are really having a cow in the media. And, of course, this is a high-risk thing. If you if you're going to hit a rattlesnake in the head, you better finish it off. You don't want to fight with a rattlesnake. You want to end the rattlesnake. Don't just anger it. And Donald Trump's no rattlesnake, but he sure is a lethal fighter. So all they did was not just pissing Donald Trump off, but all of us, all Americans, realizing the fundamental viciousness of these SOBs that constitute the left, the Chuck U. Schumers of America. All right, let's go to another one. See what the president's put up here. There were a whole bunch of really good posts. Here's one. This is all done. This is the president put this up today. This is all done by the Democrat Party, and it's all done by crooked Joe Biden and the, in all caps, thugs that work for him. This is a very dangerous thing for our country. Here he is.
This is all done by the Democrat Party, and it's all done by Biden and his group. I don't know if it's Biden, because I don't know if Biden is even sharp enough. I don't know if Biden knows what's happening. You want to know the truth? Maybe he does. He probably does. But this is all done by Biden and the thugs that work for Biden. And it's a very bad thing. It's a very dangerous thing for our country. Thank you all very much.
Thugs. Thug is good. I got to look that one up. Thug. What is the etymology of the term thug? I'll bet thug. I'll just take a wild guess. That comes from somewhere in the Hindu lexicon. I'll just check that out later. That's my guess. Thug is going to come from Hindu. I'll find another good post here. Here's one, the president again, saying the people know it's a scam.
It could also make me more popular because the people know it's a scam. It's a Biden trial. This is a Biden. There is no trial. There's a Biden trial.
Okay, that's very true. And that's the important point. The people know. It's important that it's a scam on its merits. But the devastating thing that really has Mika and Joe Scarborough losing their cool is the people know it's a scam. That's the problem. All right, here's another statement by the president in whatever the same talk that we've been listening to.
It's a disgrace what's happening in our country, and we have to get our country back, and we're going to get our country back. That's what's going to happen. November 5th, I believe, will be the most important day in the history of our country. We'll get these people out of there, and we'll seal up the borders, and we'll, as I say, drill, baby, drill. We'll be drilling. We'll get energy costs down. We'll get rid of the ridiculous electric car mandate, so nobody's ever heard of anything so foolish and so...
The electric car mandate. Now, ladies and gentlemen, have you been following the headlines on electric cars? I mean, they are imploding. They can't get them off the lots. People don't want the cars. The rental car companies are having fire sales to get rid of the electric cars they bought. You can't recycle these things. The repair cost. I saw one person who discussed. There's a auto guy. What's his name? Scott, do you remember his name? Scott? No. He's on YouTube. He's got an auto. Scott. Anyway, he hates electric cars. He's an auto mechanic, and he does a self-help show on how to fix your car. And he hates electric cars. And he made a very good point. He said, look, these cars, they weigh a ton, first of all. And one of their weak points is this huge battery pack, which is what weighs the ton, slung under the car. And that, if you have a fender bender or, you know, somebody sideswipes you, small accident, it's very possible, and the impact of that accident very possible you will disrupt or damage that battery pack. It extends the entire length and width of the car, darn near. And when you damage that battery pack, it's not something you can break apart and then fix module number 48, put it back together and stick it back under your car. No, it doesn't work. You got to take the whole damn thing out. For a fortune. We'll be right back.
Men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan. And like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone. Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over. Hey, we're back, folks. Hey, we've run out of time. It occurred to me during the break, Scotty Kilmer, a real patriot, and he's got, like, on his car repair garage door, he's got, like, "Don't Tread on Me" banners and flags and, you know, come and take it, you know, this kind of thing. I can tell he's a patriot. And he does these car repair videos, millions and millions of views. And here are some of his titles. This is...
Well, a man in New York State bought a brand new Rivian R1T electric pickup truck, and he was so happy.
Okay.
Let's say you're driving, and in a split second, you foresee you're going to be in a collision.
Okay, now listen to the titles on his shows. Proof electric cars are a scam. Another one. Here's why electric cars are a scam. Here's why electric cars are stupid. The government just admitted electric vehicles, blah, blah, blah. Here's another one. No one is talking about electric car deaths, so I have to. So Scotty Kilmer is an incredible good car mechanic. You know, he can teach you how to, you know, take care of your Oldsmobile or your, you know, in my case, your Pontiac, and with an internal combustion motor that works great and is proven. And he's exposing how dumb EVs are. Well, the Democrats have gone all in on their hand, which is EVs. And they're drawing to an inside straight. And they're going to lose big time. So the I'm loving that when we're running out of time here. It's been a good week, children. And it's starting with a bang here with Donald Trump making $4 billion. And that's pure money, folks. His investment in Truth Social is basically nil. I mean, a little bit here, a little bit there. But he's realized basically a pure profit of $4 billion on his shares of stock of True Social. And it's only just begun. So to quote Karen Carpenter, and this is wonderful. This is just what our champion needed. We need energy. They were trying to take away all of his energy. And they have failed miserably. And, of course, Donald Trump never ceases to enjoy belittling the electric vehicle scam. The green, he calls it not the Green New Deal, the Green New Scam. It's wonderful. And Donald Trump is not drawing to an inside straight. He's got, he's not discarding any cards. He's got, he was dealt a very strong hand. And we're going to win with that hand. So I'm feeling good about it. So as bad as things are, you know, when you've got a great, great leader in charge of your army who's proven he can win, he can lead your troops, he can beat the enemy, it inspires confidence in every soldier in the army. And it changes, it puts a little, an extra skip in your step and some extra zing in your morale. So Donald Trump has done that for all of us. And, well, let's sail on into tomorrow and see. Maybe I'll have bought a share of DJT. I'm still trying to see how you do it. My stock trading days are long gone in my past, but I don't know. Maybe I'll resuscitate that. We'll be back tomorrow night, folks. Thanks for joining us. So long.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Rasayana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org. To watch the full video and see more information, use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.